invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in the town who lived in a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with a alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii, the other 50. Neither one of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has put perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins I've been forgiving, and her great love has shown. But whoever has forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who can even forgive sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith have saved you. Go in peace." After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some woman who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons came out, Joanna, the wife of Chusa, the manager of Herod's household, and Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他一起吃饭，耶稣就往他家去，坐在桌边。城里来了一个女人，她生活作恶，方方面面都不好。知道耶稣在法利赛人家里吃饭，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶来到他那里。他站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪打湿了耶稣的脚背。又用自己的头发来擦干，又用嘴来亲吻耶稣的脚背，又为耶稣抹上香膏。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这件事情，心里嘀咕说："这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是怎样的女人。这个人是个罪人。"耶稣对他说："西门，我有件事情要告诉你。"他说："老师，请讲。"有两个人欠一个人的钱，一个人欠他500，另一个人欠他50，他们两个都无力偿还，耶稣就免除了他们两个人的债务。现在哪一个人会更爱他呢？西门回答说："我想是那债免得多的人。"耶稣说："你的判断很正确。"然后他转过身来，向着那个女人对西门说。你看见这个女人了吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我用水洗脚，但是这个女人用她的眼泪打湿了我的脚面，又用她的头发擦干。你没有与我亲吻，但这个女人自我进来之后就不停地亲吻着我的脚面。你没有用油抹我的头发，但她却用香膏来抹我的脚面。所以我告诉你。他许多的罪责都已经赦免，正如他爱他的人所表明的。但是赦免少的，爱的就少。耶稣对他说："现在你已经被赦免。"众人对彼此说："这人又是谁？ 竟赦免了他人的罪。耶稣对那女人说："你的信仰救了你，平平安安的回去吧。"过了不多日，耶稣周游各个城乡传道，宣扬神国的福音。和他同去的还有他的12个门徒，有被恶鬼附身、被疾病所累，还有其他已经治好的几个妇人，其中有的叫做抹大拉的玛利亚。还有从7个鬼从他身上被赶了出来，又有西律的家的人，他的妻子叫约亚娜，还有约撒娜和好些别的妇女，都是用自己的财物供给耶稣和他的门徒。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第16讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 16th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, first let's deal today's personal study summary. One evening, Jesus went to eat at the house of a Pharisee named Simon. While they were having dinner, a woman known in that town for living a sinful life came in with an expensive jar of perfume. She stood behind Jesus at his feet and began to cry. Her tears soaked his feet. Then she wiped his feet with her hair, kissed them many times, and put perfume on them. Simon thought to himself, if Jesus really knew who this woman was, he wouldn't let her touch him. She's a sinner. Jesus noticed what Simon was thinking and told him a story about two people who owed money to the same money lender. One owed a huge amount, and the other owed a much smaller amount. When neither could pay, the lender canceled both debts. Jesus asked Simon, which debtor will you love him more? Simon answered quietly, the one who had the bigger debt forgiven. Then Jesus pointed out to Simon that Simon had not shown his common courtesy. He didn't give Jesus water to wash his feet or greet him with a kiss or pour oil on his head. But the woman had washed Jesus' feet with her tears, kissed them over and over, also poured perfume on him. Jesus explained that her many sins were forgiven because she loved much. Finally, Jesus said to that woman, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Just go in peace. Now, let Ingrid sister make a go further summary.
Hello. First, we have to see with intention the Pharisee invited Jesus, and the sinful woman came to Jesus and interrupted the dinner.
大家好啊！首先，我们要看看法利赛人请耶稣的目的是什么，而这个有罪的女人又来打扰了耶稣的宴请。
The Pharisee wanted to know Jesus more, certainly he with the wish to criticize him later. The sinful woman came because she repented her sin and would like to achieve peace with God and forgiveness of her sin.
赞美者想要更深入地认识耶稣基督，当然也希望日后能成为他的公民。罪孽深重的女人前来，是因为她悔改了自己的罪孽，渴望与上帝和解，获得救赎的宽恕。
Later tells Jesus the parable about the two men who owed money to a money lender. Here we see that one of them did not owe much, but even he could not pay it back.
后来，耶稣讲了一个比喻，关于两个欠债的人。在这里面，我们能了解到，其中一个人虽然欠的不多，但他也无力偿还。
There are people on this earth who are in the eyes of the other people righteous people, but even they seem righteous. We all are sinners who cannot pay the price to save our souls.
世间的人。在世人眼中，有些人是大方慷慨的好人，即使他们看起来是这样的人，而我们其实都是一样的，是罪人，我们无法付出代价来拯救我们的灵魂。
When we claim to Jesus, we get forgiveness to a small and big amount of sins, and regularly, those who got a great amount of forgiveness love Jesus more than the people who seemed righteous because of their behavior.
当我们信仰耶稣的时候，我们的罪孽无论大小都会得到宽恕。通常的时候，那些得到最多宽恕的人，比那些因为行为而显得正直的人而更爱耶稣。
Then Jesus explained to the Pharisee why he had seen that he had absolutely no interest in him as a person because he did not do anything that was common for do for a guest.
然后耶稣向法利赛人解释了为什么他看到耶稣这个人毫无兴趣，因为他没有做任何通常为客人所做的事情。
And then Jesus told why he had seen that the woman loves him very much and what she was doing with the intention to get forgiveness for her sins.
耶稣讲述了为什么他看到这个女人非常爱他。以及他为了自己的罪孽得到宽恕，而为耶稣基督所做的一切。OK，based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have become just new Christians. The first one, sister, why did the sinful woman bring an alabaster jar of perfume to Jesus. 为什么那个有罪的女人带着一个骨灰瓷瓶的香膏来求见耶稣呢？
She loved Jesus so much that she wanted to bring him the most worthy fool she had.
那个女人非常爱耶稣，所以她要想把自己最珍贵的东西带给他。Next question. Therefore, sister, how did the woman show her love and respect for Jesus when she approached him? 当那个女人走向耶稣的时候，她通过什么样的方式表达了自己对耶稣的爱与尊重呢？
She poured out the perfume on Jesus' feet and cried and wept his feet with her hair.
她把香膏倒在了耶稣的脚面上。他哭泣着，并用他的头发抹在他的脚上。Next question, sister, why was Simon the Pharisee upset when he saw the woman touching Jesus? 当西门彼得，也就是那个法利赛人，看见那女人摸耶稣的时候，他为什么显得不高兴呢？
He criticized him in his mind and thought that Jesus can't be a prophet because it seems that he did not know what kind of woman she was.
他在心里批评他，认为耶稣不可能是先知，因为他似乎不知道 这个女人是怎样一个恶人？Next issue, sister. What was the main point of the story Jesus told about the two debtors? 耶稣讲的关于两个债务人的故事，主要想表达什么内容呢？
We love Jesus to according to the amount of sin we have got forgiven.
我们爱耶稣的程度是取决于我们所获赦免的罪孽有多少而决定的。Next question, sister, how did Simon answer Jesus' question about which debtor would love the land more? 西门是如何回答耶稣关于债务人更会选择哪个债主的问题呢？
He said the one who got more forgiven loves more.
他回答说：“得到更多宽恕的人，得到的爱会更多。”Next question. Therefore, sister, in what three ways did Simon fail to show hospitality to Jesus? 西门在哪三个方面未能对耶稣表现出热情好客呢？
He did not give water to his feet, he gave him no kiss, and he did not pour oil on his head.
他没有用水来清洗耶稣的脚面，他也没有亲吻耶稣，他更没有在耶稣的头上抹上纯净的香膏。Next question: How did the sinful woman's action contrast with Simon's behavior? 那个有罪的女人的行为和西门的行为做比较，会得到什么结果呢？
She cried on his feet, wept on his feet with her hair, and poured out perfume on his feet.
那个女人在耶稣的脚上哭泣，用她柔软的发丝擦拭他的脚面，并用香水倒在他的脚上。Next question, sister, what reason did Jesus give for forgiving the woman's sins? 耶稣为什么说要赦免那个女人的罪过呢？
She had faith in him, therefore he forgave her sins.
他对他始终抱有信心，因此耶稣最终宽恕了这个女人的罪。Next question, very interesting. Why did the other guys wonder who's this who even forgives sins? 为什么其他客人都在想，这人连罪都能赦免吗？
We don't have much information about this. It may be that they thought that Jesus is doing he has no right to do because only God has the right to forgive sins, or they wondered why he had the authority to forgive sins.
我们对此其实了解并不多。这些人或许认为耶稣所做的事情是他无权做的，因为只有上帝才有赦免权。或许他们只是想知道耶稣为何具有这样的权利。Today's last issue. Therefore, sister, what does Jesus mean when he says, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace"? 当耶稣说：“你的信仰最终救了你，平平安安的回家去吧。”这话怎样理解呢？
He said to the woman that this she has expected of him was fulfilled, and her relationship with God was changed because she has got peace with God.
耶稣对那个罪女人说：“他对他的期望已经实现。”他与上帝的关系也已然改变，因为他已经与上帝能和平相处。
It might be that people still see her as a sinner and talk about her with murmuration, but her future has changed because God was looking after her from now on.
也许人们依然将他视为罪人，并谈论他的过往。但是这个女人的未来已然改变，因为从上帝承诺她的一起到现在为止， 他永远都在受到眷顾。今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年6月快乐，我们下期再会。